once again, before we begin today's shiur, just like to thank the group of alumni who are sponsoring the shiur for this week. It's very much appreciated. I'm very touched by the gesture, and it should be a schus for them. It should be a schus for them and their families. The Gemara here on Daf Chav Tes on the base says, "Umodi marzucha brochon hamachzirin bayaros da'afagav lotan taninam le." Marzucha had said that if someone is towing. Someone is telling that he wants Edim of Yom V'Laila, so then we listen to the Taina. So now he comes and he adds that he's Moda, or the Gemara adds that Marzucha would be Moda by Rochlin, that we're going to be Tanin Anlay. Even if he's not telling himself, we're going to be Tanin Anlay. What is this talking about? So if you have the Rashbam's Girsa, if you say Marzucha was assuming that the Murakama can put forward a Taina, so then Lechora, his Hodor means the following, that his Ikka statement is what? That the Marakama can claim that he wants Eidus Beferish on Yom V'Laila. So now comes the Gemara and says that he'd admit by Rochlin and Mazirin by Yoros that if the Marakama, right, if the Marakama is a Rochel, so he doesn't know better, he doesn't know that they weren't there at night, so then we're Tanin and Lay, we're Tanin and for him, we help him out. Right, we say that you should bring in Eidus on Yom V'Laila Mamish because the Marakam is not going to know better. That's according to the Girsa of the Rashbam. We mentioned Rabbeinu Hananel has a different Girsa. Rabbeinu Hananel assumed Marzutra was saying that the Machzik can be towing. What does that mean, the Machzik is towing? But the Machzik claims Leisu Tresadi Lasudei Li, the Dorbei Tlashon and Bimam over Lelia, that's a Taina. So what does that mean? We have two Pshatim. Let's just take the second Pshat, it's easier. Right? So if he wants to bring Eidim before the Marakam is towing, he wants to bring the Eidus of the Sochim. We're afraid that maybe there'll be Nogin Beidusan. If he waits until the Marakam comes and complains, then Sochim are not going to be able to testify because they're Nogin Beidus, since if the Marakam wins, they'll have to pay twice. Right? Zok Marzutra, what? That if the Machzik says, let me bring the Eidim before they become Nogea the Eidus. I'll bring the Eidim before the Marakama comes. Tana se Taina, we can accept his Eidus. We accept the Eidus, which is a big Kiddush. Right? We're going to accept the Eidus. What? They're not Nogea the Eidus now, but they'll be Nogea the Eidus later. So we're going to play a trick. It's a Kiddush, right? That's what we explain from the Tzos. That a Safek Hanah is not called a Hanah, they're not a Nogea now, even though they'll be a Nogea Be'edus later, it doesn't matter, since they're not Nogea now, it's okay. I b'rei mekablin eidus shlob afnei baldin. That was another kasha Rabbi Yona asked. So he said, no, if the din of eidus mekablin eidus shlob afnei baldin is only a din derabbanan, so b'shas abchak, if he ever dummy, maybe we'll be able to be mekablin eidus shlob afnei baldin. It's an extenuating circumstance, it's no different than choleh. Right, the Gemara Bava Kama says that if the Baldover is a chole, or if the Edom are chole, we're afraid they won't be able to testify at a different time. So even though Eim Akablin Eidus Shlob Afnei Baldin, but we'll let them do that. We'll give them a dispensation, because the whole thing is only Drabbana to begin with. So in this kind of extenuating circumstance, we'll give them a dispensation to be Akablin Eidus Shlob Afnei Baldin. The problem is, if that's Marzutra's main Chiddush, that the Machzik is able to bring Eidim before the Marakama comes, so what's this Hodor that he's doing over here? Marzutra's Moda by Rochlin, that even if he's not towing, we're going to be Tanin Alei. What does that mean? What, even if the Machzik is not towing, we're going to be Tanin Alei. What? That he should bring Eidim before? It doesn't read right. And if he can bring the Eidim of the Sochim before, so let him bring the Eidim of the Sochim before. Like, why should we be Tanin Alei for him? Doesn't seem to read properly. So that's what prompts the Rishonim to say that if you take Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa, what you have to say is not Marzutra's Moda, but Moda Rava. This line, if you take Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa within Marzutra, so then this Hodor is not Marzutra being Moda, but rather Rava. Moda Rava, who said that the Eidus of the Sochrim can count, the Eidus of the Sochrim who are living there, Yom and Valayla, that can count. Because they're living their tummy. We're trying to figure out how is Cheskas Habatim going to be by Yom V'Laila. How can you get an Eidus on that? The answer is, if the people who are testifying are the ones living there, so then that's the Eidus on Laila. People on the outside don't see a person living there by Laila, but the people who are actually living there, they know that they're there by Laila. So if they testify, then that will help for the Machzik. So it's up to Gemara. Rov is moda by rochem amachzirin by rochem amachzirin by yoros rochem that are moving around. They're going from place to place. Afagav de lo ta'an taninan lei. Meaning what? Even if he's not towing that they were there by Yom of Alayla, we're going to be taninan lei. What does that mean? So this is pointed out. This idea, this girsa. Is elaborated on by the Rush. So let's see the Rush together. What does the Rush say? Rabbi Nachman Algori is sumo de Rava. Imamish has the Gersa. Perish. Rava de Ka'amar. Be'inan edis yama v'layla. Yihana chedim rochlam ha-machzirin ba'yoros. Afagav lo ami dayrona beit lashonim yama v'laylos. Ela bi'adeno hoya zeha ba'yir shalashan v'tufos. Sava bish yama rabim hoya machzirin ba'yoros. Lo hiu bo'in v'lonin ba'yis. Edusan edis. Mode Rava means that even if the Sochem don't say that we were there by Laila, the Sochem don't say we were there by Yom of Laila, they say we were there for the 3 years. But we were going in and out, we were doing our business, we were traveling. So sometimes we were there and sometimes we weren't there. Even though the Machzik doesn't say I have Eidim on Yom of Laila, he knows that they weren't there every night. But Kevin Sha'id of Hem Rochlem Anan Tanina Lashem Meidim Al Yamim Valelos Via Via. Since the Sochem are Rochlem, so we tell the Machzik, bring these Eidim. The Machzik is concerned. He says, I don't have Eidim on Yamim Valelos Mamash. I only have Rochlem who are Sochem. So Tanina Le, we tell him, bring those Eidim. They're going to count. But they weren't there by Laila. It doesn't matter. The Chiddush of the Gemara is, according to Rav, it doesn't matter if the Rochlem were there by Laila. They can still testify. But why? That if someone is dar in the bayis yom v'layla, but what that means is he's there whenever he's in the city, he's in that house. He's there by yom when he's in the city. When he's in the city by Laila, he's there too. Right? Even if he goes out on business, he's not always there. Right? He goes to different places, but that's normal. It's normal for him to travel. It's normal for him to travel. If he's a rochel, it's normal for him to travel. If he's a city man, he's always living in the city. So if he only lives in this house sometimes, and other times he lives in a different house, that's not good. But if this rochel, the reason why he's not there by Laila is because he's out of town, that's not a problem, says the Rosh. That's what we see from this Gersa. Amari de Gachirish. This is the first time we've seen this. We've assumed till now that you need an Eidus of Yom V'Layla Mamish. It's just, if the Eidim Ameyit Stam, so then that can work too. How does that work? Either because it's Nichlal B'Stam in the Eidus, even Laila, as we said, right? Some claim was Nichlal Meis, the Rosh himself said that. Or that even if the Eidus only is Kol El V'yomim, but Mistama, right? There's an Umdana Klolis that he lived by Laila. If he lived by Yom, he lived by Laila. But the assumption is you need an Eidus of Yom V'Laila. It's just we have to figure out how the Eidus of Yom V'Laila comes to pass over here. How we can have an Eidus of Yom V'Laila even if you only have an Eidus of Stam. But comes the Rosh and says, Rabbi Nachmanel would seem to assume within the Moda Rava, that know that if you have a Zah individual, you have such a person who's not there Balayla, he's a traveler. If he's a traveler, then he doesn't have to be Balayla. He doesn't have to be there Balayla. The Eidus doesn't have to be Bayomu Balayla Mamish. He can say, I wasn't there Balayla. But I wasn't there Balayla because I wasn't in town Bechala. I was traveling. And that's fine. This is the first time that we see such an idea. This opens up tremendous coolness, right? Forget about Rochem. Let's say a person goes on vacation. People go on vacation. That's normal. So according to this, it could be Rava would hold that even if the person is not there by night, if he's not there at night because he's doing something that's normal, if it's minhago shel olam, as he says, if it's normal for a person to be away, that's not going to break the chazaka. He needs a chazaka of 3 years, but it doesn't have to be by yom of alayla mamish, as long as he's not there by layla because he's away. He doesn't have to be there by yom either. If he's away by yom, that's also fine. As long as it's normal, if it's hechzik kedemachzik inchi, then that's fine, even if he's not there. And he admits he wasn't there. L'matzi idoch l'meimah lo hechzakta kedemachzik inchi. I can't say lo hechzakta kedemachzik inchi. Markham doesn't have a tiny. He's machzik kedemachzik inchi because that's normal. Rochlem travel, and people on vacation will travel. So even if he's not there every single day, it's not a problem. It's a full chazaka. It's a full chazaka. This is a murder gechesh. We haven't met this yet. Some of the talmidim at the beginning of the sugya. Well, people don't always stay home. So I, at the time, I mentioned that. Well, we're talking in a community where people, they don't travel so much. They didn't have any money. They were poverty stricken. So like they were home every day. But now we begin to see that there are rishonim who are willing to say that for a traveler, maybe you don't need yom v'layl mamish. You don't need gimel shon and mamish by day and by night. Comes the rush and adds another point. Okay, you don't need bayom v'layl mamish. So how long does it take to make the chazaka? What are the two options? What? Gimel shon or shleimos. Well, whatever shleimus means, right? Right? That you have to be mashlim. Do you have to be mashlim the time that you're out? Or do we say, no, it's gimel shanim, as long as it's atziki the machziki inshi. You did what's normal, and it's gimel shanim, so that's the takona. The gimel shanim was fulfilled. Or should we say, no, you have to fill in the time that you're missing. We're not going to say that the time that you're out is machzik, but you still have to fill in the time that you're missing. So zaptera, shechidish, v'gam ein tzarech lahashlim mashashoa chutz le'ir. Dr. Rush, here, Rav is moda, first of all, that you need Eidus or Gimel Shanim. It doesn't have to be by Yom of Alayla Mamish. It just has to be Hefzik and Masaki Inshi. And says Rav, and over here, Gimel Shanim is sufficient. As long as you have a Chazak of Gimel Shanim, Eidus on a Chazak of Gimel Shanim, even if it's not by Yom of Alayla Mamish, it's not a problem. That's quite a chidush. Because we have met up with a case where the fact that you don't have ritzufis is not a problem. What's that case called? Asra de Movibagi. Right? So there are situations where there will be some kind of a break in the chazaka, but we don't treat that as a hefsa because it's normal. But yet we found that most of the Rishonim assume that by Asra de Movibagi you need 6 years. The Ravon was the Shitas Yochid. The Ravon said that no, Asra de Movibagi is enough to have 3, but most Rishonim hold that you need 6. What's the Rush saying over here? So at first glance, you'd say, if you don't read on in the Rush, at first glance, you'd say, well, maybe the Rush is a Ravon man. Maybe he's a Ravon man. What did he say about Asu the Mobi Bagi? Sheishanim. Nimsa Shitzarag Lahavi Eidus al Sheishanim. Hard to say that he's a Ravon man. He's not a Ravon man, right? If you go like the Ravon, so once he's Hefzik at the Machzik Inshi, even if there are breaks in the middle, it's not a problem, because Gimel Shanim is a unit, and as long as you're Machzik Gimel Shanim in a normal fashion, then that's sufficient. But the Rush himself is not a Ravon man. He says, Ba'asu demovi bagi, you need 6 years. So Vusepis over here, he says that you don't have to be Mashlam. Obviously, this case is different. What's the Pshat? So he tells us. What is the Rush saying? We'll get to that case in a moment. Dr. Rush, Asur Demovi Bagi in this case is different. The Rochlin are different. Why? Because here the bittul is not yodua. There the bittul is yodua, but here the bittul is not yodua. Here the bittul is not yodua. So the bittul is not yodua, then 3 years is enough. 3 years is enough. What's the Rush saying? The bittul is not yodua, so then 3 years is enough. What's the difference if the bittul is yodua, bittul is not yodua? If you hold that hechzik and machzik inchi is enough, and then even gimel shanim is sufficient, so then he was machzik and machzik inchi, he's a rochel. It's normal for him to go out. So since he was masik, that should be enough. If you don't hold that it's enough, so then why does the whole thing work? What's the Rush saying? B'chara, what the Rush has in mind is this, that if the bittul is yadua, so then it's a davar choshev kshalatz. If we know there's a certain zman that they're going to be mover the sod, that there's a certain zman they're not going to plow in the field, so then that's a davar choshev. 1 year they plow, 1 year they don't plow. So that year that they don't plow, that's only b'fnei atzma. You can't be mevatel. You can't be mevatel that year to the chazaka. There's a year that they plow, a year that they don't plow. It's not going to be ole. It's not going to be mafsi, but it's not going to be ole either, because it's an independent unit, and it's not an achila. It's not an achila chashuva. The Ravon says, I don't need an achila chashuva, remember? The Ravon says, as long as hefzek and masa ginshu, that's sufficient. Even if you have the mover, right? You mover the sada, you leave the sada fallow, and there's a near, right? There's plowing, but so what? It's not an achila chashuva. So he says, I don't need an achila chashuva. But the other Rishonim said that you do need an achila chashuva. So if you don't have an achila chashuva, and it's a dover, the unit of times, the dover that's chashuv b'fnei atzmo, then it's not going to be bottled to the rest of the chazak. It's not going to be bottled to the years that you are eating. And if it's not bottled, so then it's not going to count. It says the Rosh, if you have a bittel, if the zman a bittel, is not your dua, sometimes the rochel is there, sometimes he's not there. So what happens? The zman ha bittel is tofel to the rest. It's bottled to the rest, so to speak, right? The zman ha bittel is bottled. The zman ha bittel is tofel to the rest. If it's your dua, if the zman ha bittel is kavua, so then it's a dava chashuv b'fnei atzmo. You can't, it might not be an achila chashuva to count for the chazaka, but it's a dava chashuv, so it's not going to be bottled to the rest, right? It's not going to count. It's not going to be mafsik, but it's also not going to count because it's an independent unit. But if there's no keva for the bittel dirasa, sometimes it's a week, and sometimes it's a day, and sometimes it's a month, so then it doesn't stand alone. If it doesn't stand alone, then it's tofel to the rest. If it's tofel to the rest, then itaka can count. Once it's bottled to the rest, so we look at the Gimel Shalom as a unit. So the Gimel Shalom is a unit, so then this Zman HaBittel is not going to be Mavato because it's not Yodua. So if it's not Choshev, then it's tofel to the rest of it. So then the Gimel Shalom is going to be able to count. So this time is going to even be able to be Oled to the Gimel Shalom. It's not just not going to be Mavsik, it's going to be Oled. But after the Movri Bagi, there you have a Dover Choshev between the Achilos. So if you have a Zman Choshev between the Achilos, that Zman is not going to count. But if you don't have a Zman Choshev, then it will be bottled to the rest, and it'll be able to count. It says the Rosh, Nafkamina Lemais, V'chainami Mekomo Shal Beis HaKnesses, in the Eden Ha'edim, Sheyashev Sham Shalosh Shana V'chalei Shenichnas Lebeis HaKnesses, V'yashev Mekomo, V'makom Acher. Let's say someone, you know, we want to figure out if a person is Mochel on his Mokom. So it takes 3 years. 3 years of sitting in a different person's Mokom. So if he always sat in that mokum, even if he wasn't in the Beis HaKnesses every day, right? Or if he wasn't in that seat, if he's an Ovel, so obviously he's going to change his mokum, the Rosh says. But if besides when he was an Ovel, or when he was Torah Be'iskav, he was sitting in that seat, that's a chazaka, Chekein Minag HaOlam, Shalifamim Ein Nechnasin Le Beis HaKnesses Machmas Tiru Diskasim. Sometimes you're Torah and you're Asik, you're not going to come into shul, so that's not going to be mafsik, says the Rosh. You establish a chazak in Gimel Shanim. Avelus is not going to be mafsik. Avelus is his man kavua. Avelus is his man kavua. Maybe the taka is not going to be ola. Avelus is not going to be mafsik, but it's not going to be ola. But the other times, according to the Rosh, even if you're outside of the shul, if the bittul is not his man kavua, then that will even be ola for the Gimel Shanim. And this is the Rosh's big chiddush. Rabbi Chananel is led to this big chiddush because he learns Marzutra differently. So then this part of the Gemara, you have to say, he's Modir Rava, that Rava is saying that there are circumstances that we don't need an Edus of Yom V'Laila Mamish, but sometimes actually, even if he's not there, if it's normal for him not to be there, if it's normal for him not to be there, so then it's not going to be Mapsik. Not only that, but if the Bittul is not as Man Kavua, then it'll even be Olam. Yeah.
Within the Rosh Pam's Girsa, the Rosh says that the whole Kiddush of the Modimar Zutra Baruch and Masana Bayaros is that even though the Ma'ar doesn't have a Tainas Bari, so Bezim will still be telling for him even though he doesn't have a Tainas Bari. But what would the Kiddush of the Modimar Zutra be by, according to the Rambam and the Rambam, meaning you don't need a Tainas Bari anyways? So why can't the Ma'ar just be telling himself? Why do we need Bezim to be telling for him?
He could, but if he's not going to be telling because he doesn't think he can be telling, he doesn't think that he can ask for this. So Bezdin is going to ask for it. It's not going to be a Tainas Bari, it's going to be just asking. A Tainas Shema just means Rotsani, as some of the Rishonim had. So let's say he doesn't say it. He doesn't know that he can request that. He thinks, you know, it's lost. So Bezdin is going to say Rotsani. Bezdin is going to be telling for him that he can demand it. And if he demands it, so then they're going to need Edus on Yom and Laila Mamish. Yeah, Benyamin.
When we're defining Tanis Bari, I thought we said Tanis Bari is that like the guys, the Mahara says, Mar Thomas says, you're not Dar Valelis.
I know he wasn't there, right.
So when he comes at his, like, you know, 3 times in the year that he's at his house, when he comes and he doesn't see the guy, why is that one time not enough for Tanis Bari? The guys say, you were not, I came to the house, you weren't there, so...
According to which gears are you asking?
I'm sorry, not Rabbi Nachmanov, Rosh Bam's
gears. Rosh Bam's gears.
Why can't he make Tanis Bari still? like at the Marakama come the one night that he's that you know, they said that the guy would like pull out of the house while the Marakama comes in from his trip, and then that night, why did he not say, okay, he didn't see him there that night, and that's a ton of bar. He can come back after 3 years and say, I was there at night, I didn't see you Losham Ladarsham Alilos.
I'm not sure I understand. Do the Ramban and the Rambam say that the Marakama is being towing because he saw him not there at night? That whole scenario is if you assume Tanis Bari. If you assume Tanis Shema, it just means that he just asks for more Eidus. They give an Eidus Stam, and he says, I want more. The Eidim, whether we're talking about the Sochem and the Shevi, we're talking about Eidim Stam, they give an Eidus Stam, and he says, no, I want more. Does he know that they weren't there at night? No, it doesn't sound like that from the Ramban.
The Rashba,
they're all within the Rashbam's girsa, right? But the Rashba, and the Rash all hold that he's putting forward a Tanis Bari. Okay, what's the problem?
I was asking why do we have to be telling for him? The Rashbam's girsa, at the beginning of the Rash, like, just that he can't make a Tanis Bari, so we're going to be telling on for him. But he can make a kind of story. The one night he comes in, he could say, Lo shar da, lo sham, lo dar sham alelos, he weren't there at night.
But let's say he doesn't. Let's say he doesn't put forward that taina.
So why would we be tanina for him if he doesn't put... Okay, yeah.
That's what the taninan is.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't realize. He thinks the stam edus is enough, so he wasn't there at night. Bezdin is accepting it. So we'll turn around and say, no, we're not going to accept it. He could be taninan. He doesn't know better to be taninan. But we're going to be taninan for him. That's the whole yesod of Tanina that we're going to help him out. Okay. Comes the Gemara now and adds one final point to the sugya. We've been on this sugya of Ritzufis for more than a week, Ritzufin. Right? But this is very important. Get the yesod of Sechezke Sabbat. Moder Avhuna b'chanusa d'machozad l'imam avida l'lel yalo avida. Moder Avhuna. Avhuna. Who's Avhuna? We haven't had Avhuna in over a week. Avhuna is the Mar de Shmaitza. He's what we began with. Tosfos at the end points out we should have really said this at the beginning. We quoted Avhuna's halacha that you need gimel shanim retzufas, and then we said Rav Chama holds ba'asu but the movi bagi, it's not necessary. Then we get all involved. Cheskes abatim. What's cheskes abatim? Is it retzufas? Is it not abai and rava marzutra? Well, we should have just said Rav Huna's mode. Yeah, but the thing is, we ask a kasha against Rav Huna from Cheskes Abatim, and then we want to answer that kasha. So while we're answering the kasha, we deal with Batim, and now once we finish the story about Batim, so then we get back to the basic Cheskes Gimel Shana Ben Kasha. That's what we get back over here. So what does the Gemara say? Rav Huna's mode of Chanusa de Machoza, Limam Avida Lelya La Avida, Chanusa de Machoza, Chenvanim storefronts. The storefronts, they're used by day, they're not used at night. Rav Huna's moda, that even if it's not Ritzufas, it's okay. What does that mean? What does that mean? It says the Rashba. Moda Rav Huna, Afagav debay Ritzufas yom v'layla, b'chanvasa demachoza, chanuya shemochim, b'hem lechem v'yayim, b'toyin, hen choshin l'tanosa. The Afagav lodor bo b'laylos, chazokam al yisahi, she'en dirosan ela bayom. Rav Huna is moda that by Chanusa de Mechoza, you don't need Ritzufis. You don't need Ritzufis. By Chanusa de Mechoza, you don't need Ritzufis. Why? Because it's normal to be darde bayom, but not balayla, he says. So there's no need to have Ritzufis, meaning there's no need to have an Eidos balayla. No need to have an Eidos balayla. And when do you have a Chazaka? How long? How long? Sounds like Gimel Shanim, right? Rav Huna holds it's Gimel Shanim. He holds that you need Ritzufis, but here you don't need Ritzufis because it's normal not to be the Balayla, so therefore Gimel Shanim is going to be sufficient. That's Lechora what the Rashbam is assuming. Lechora what the Rashbam is assuming. Is this really such a Chiddush? I mean, it is a Chiddush, but because it's not talking about Kaka, but what is it? What's the Gemara really saying? Rav Huna assumes that Chanusa de Mechoza is like what? It's like what? It's like Karka. Rav Huna says that you need Gimel Shanim Ritzufis. You can't have half a year and then, you know, a break and then half a year and then a break. And then, right? It's got to be Ritzufis. The Gimel Shanim have to be Ritzufis. But even he says that all you need is Yamim. Right? There is no achilas peros balayla. There's no, you don't work the field at balayla. There's nothing done balayla. Right? We pointed out at the outset of the sugya. Right? Balayla, when it comes to sada, when it comes to a karka, there is no hishtamshes balayla. There's only hishtamshes bayom. There's only achilas peros bayom. So how can we say bechladikim the gimel shana ritzufas? It's never ritzufas. No. Ritzufas means in what? Ritzufas in the usable time. Usable time. But if the usable time is every day, so then every day for 3 years it has to be used. It has to be achilas peris, right? So either you have to be plowing the field, you have to be planting the field, right? Achilas peris every day. But there's something going on over there in the field by day, but you don't have to be ochel peris by day. There's no need to use it balayla. There's no need to use it balayla. There's no need to be ochel peris balayla. Because there's never any work done balayla. So there's no need to plow it balayla. There's no need to... Right? If you're in the plowing season, you plow it by day. And then balayla, you're not plowing. Right? You're in the planting season, you're planting by day, but you're not planting by night. You're in the harvesting season, and you're harvesting by day, not harvesting by night. That's fine, because they never do any work at night. So the usable time is only by day, so all you need is gimel shanim of usable time. So comes the Gemara and says the same thing over here by the Chanusa, the Mechosa, since it's only used by day and not by night. It's like a sadeh. Rav Huna would say that that's like a sadeh. That's like a sadeh. So there's no need to have eidus by yom v'alayla. By batim you need eidus by yom v'alayla because it's normal to live there at night. But by Chanusa, the Mechosa, it's not normal for the Chanvonim to be there at night. They live at home. They don't live in the storefront. So therefore, it's like sadeh. It's like a karka. Rav Huna would be moda that you don't need eidus by yom v'alayla. Okay, this is the Rashba. This is the Rashba. Comes Tosis and he says, not so fast. I don't think so. Mode Ravuna Bechanusa, the Mechod, the Mamavidi, Belelio, the Bimama Avdi, Belelio, Lo Avdi. Tosis already has a different Girsa. He doesn't say Bimama Avida, Belelio, Lo Avida. He says Bimama Avdi, Belelio, Lo Avdi. What's the difference? Avida means that it's roi to be used, right? So according to the Girsa we have, the Girsa of the Rashban, Chanuyos are only roi to be used by Yom and not Balayla. You can't use them Balayla. So you can't use them Balayla. They have a din of Karka, and you can establish a Chesed Tzim Lashonim with Yom without Layla. Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis says, B'yamama Avdi Balayla Lo Avdi. That sounds like they use it by day. They don't use it at night. The Chanvonim are using it by day, not by night. Not that it's not roi to be used at night, but that they're not using it at night. Rav Huna is moda that by Chanuyos, the Chanvonim are not using it at night, so therefore, that's not a problem. What does that mean? Perish. Umoel lahem im echziku gimel shanim. Cheskes gimel shanim is going to work, even though they didn't use it at night. V'yavagav d'lav sholosh ritzuv v'osel mefuzaros. Kevin d'urchaya b'hochi, d'avi ka'asu d'movi bagi. Says Tosu, since it's urchaya v'hochi, it's normal. It's hechziku k'demachzik inchi, even though they're not being machzik b'ritzuvos because they're not using it at night. It's like asher devovi bagi, and therefore it's going to work. In tomar frektosis, im kein pshita the mode Rav Huna k'deparach le'el gabi bagi. So it's the same as asher devovi bagi. So what's the difference? Rav Huna, we said, is mode by asher devovi bagi, that it's normal to be mover the sod. It's normal to have a break in the middle, so that's not going to be mafsik. So why should he say any differently over here? V'yesh lomar l'fishe b'nei adam she'enam chenevonim dorim bohem ben bayom uvalayla ve'osan tzrichim gimel shanim ritzufos yom v'alayla. For other people, there are other people who live in the area bayom uvalayla. What does that mean, they live in the area? It must be that there were storefronts that were like, apartments. So there were some apartments in the row that we used as storefronts. And other apartments in the same row, the same structure. Other apartments in that row were used as homes. Right? So the Chanvonim were not living there at night, but the same storefront could be used as a home. It could be used as an apartment. And Taka, other people were using them as apartments. So those were the other one, Chanvonim adoram bahem bayam bayam balayla. The osim tzrichim gimel shanim ritzufos yom valayla. They, Taka, would need a full gimel shanim ritzufos. The Chanvonim nami yitzterchu kein komash malon. The chiddush of the Gemara is, you would think that since the Chanvonim are living in an area, they're using an area, using a storefront that is also used right there, in the same block, in the same district, Right? It is used balayla by people who are taka living there balayla. So you think the chenvonim have to use it balayla too? And if they don't use it balayla, then that's viewed as a hefsek. That's not ritzufis. Kamash molon, it's okay. It's not viewed as a hefsek. It's like an asr demovi bagi. But my high time concludes Tosfos Asi Shapir the Be'inon Lohushalo Shanim Shleimos the Hainu Vav Shanim. How much do you need? It's asr demovi bagi. The time that you're not being Ochel Peres is not Matzik, but it's not Ola either. So you would need 6 years for sure. Avagad the Besados the Besabadim Lo Be'inon Lohushalo Shanim Ben Hakol Hanimishum the Kemo Shar Bnei Adam. Hadarim sham shein chenvanim bo gimel shanim bayom v'alaylo hachanami chenvanim de bo gimel shanim shleil as dainu vav shanim. Just like the people who are non chenvanim need the gimel shanim etzufas, so too chenvanim need the gimel shanim shleimus. Maybe the leilos are not going to be mafsik, but they need gimel shanim shleimus. Gimel shanim shleimus is only going to be with six shanim, so therefore they're going to be 6 shanim exactly the same as the asur demovi bani. So Tosus argues with the Rashbam. Tosus says Rav Huna here is being moda by the Chanusa de Machoza, but this is like the Asur de Movi Bagi. It's not different. It's not enough to have 3 years. We don't say that the Chanusa de Machoza is like Sodos, like Karka, that it's not used at night at all. It's lo avido. It's not used at all at night. No, it is used. This area is used at night by people who are non-chenvonim, says Tosus. The chenvonim don't use it at night. They sleep at home. But people in the same district, in the same row, they'll use it at night. So because they'll use it at night, you would think that the chenvanim have to use it at night as well. Kamash malan, no. But ultimately, it's like Asur Demovi Bagi, that you need 6 shanim. Because what? Because what? What is Tosfos saying over here? What Tosfos is saying is, since it is ro'i l'tashmish, a mokum that's ro'i l'tashmish balayla, so then you need more of an Eidus. You need an Eidus Bayom Uvalayla. At least in terms of the time, the Zman that you're being made on, you have to be made on usable time. Usable time. If there's 3 years of usable time, so then you have to have an Eidus on 3 years of usable time. So if the Laila is usable, so then you need an Eidus on 3 years of that usable time. So if you're only going to be made on Yomim, so then you need six years of Yomim. What defines it as a usable time? By Karka, we don't say it's usable time. That's because by Karka, no one uses it by Laila. But by the Chanusa, the Mechosa, since there are non-Chenvana that do use it by Laila, so then it's called, so then Laila is called usable time, because it's Roy Latashmish by Laila. So once it's called usable time, then you're going to need Gimel Shanim Shleimus of that usable time, and you'll have to include the Laylas. It's not enough just to have Gimel Shanim of the Yom. That's the Chorwatosis is assuming. Rashbam, I guess, assumes what? What he, the Mitzias is different? There aren't people living there? Rashbam probably looked at Chenvonim as a different group of people. We look at the Chenvonim separately, right? If for them it's normal only to be using it by Yom, so then that subset of people should only need a Chazaka by Yom. It's like Karka for them. Right? We don't look at everyone as being part of the same district. But after the Movi Bagi, some are Mover, some are not Mover, but they're all landowners. Here there are Chenvanim and there are non-Chenvanim. The Rashbam Mistama looks at the Chenvanim as a separate group of people. It's like the whole, it's like a district of Chenvanim, right? Klape Chenvanim, so it's not usable balayla. For the others it's usable balayla, but even though they're on the same block, we don't view them together. Tosa says no, we look at them as one unit. So we look at them as one unit, it turns out that the Laila is Roy L'Tashmish. So even though klapi the chenvanim, it's not as though they're being mafsik, but you can't have the laila count for them. So therefore, you're gonna need the 6 years. You're gonna need 6 years in order to have the gimel shanim shleimos, according to Tosfos. Okay, this is the machlokas, the Rashban and Tosfos within this last point of the Gemara. Questions?
So what if the Gersa of the Rashban make more sense for Tosfos, saying that it's roi? To me, Tosfos concluding that it is a roi type. So why does the Gersa say that it's not roi?
No, because Tosus is trying to point out that Chenvanim are low avi. They don't use it. It's not that it's not roi. Itaka is roi. And because it's roi, that's why you're going to need Gimel Shanim Shleilos, including Leilos. It's just the lack of Leilos is not going to be a hefsek. It's not going to be a hefsek, but you're going to need, you know, 3 years of 24-hour periods. Right? It's going to turn out to be 6 years because they're only going to be there by Yom. But that's the chiddush, that they are lo avi. They don't use it. But not that it's not usable. It is usable. They just don't use it. Because it is usable, therefore, you have to include the nights. You can't just include the days. Okay. This concludes the sugya of Cheskes and Moshe. The next sugya, it relates to Ritzufas too, but you know, it's different than the back. What does the Gemara say? Rami bar Chama, Rav Ukva bar Chama, Zovon Hayam Sabadi Adavi. These two brothers bought a shivcha together. Marish Tamish bar Rishona Shlishis Tochanishis, and Marish Tamish bar Shona Shnia Revias Beshishis. Right? So they were Mishtamish Beseregim. Right? They flipped it around. So Nafak Ar Ilava, and then there was an ear against them. The Marakama claimed that they're using his shivcha begezel. He never sold it to them. So Oslo Kavi de Rava, Amar Lahu, my time avdisu achi, geichid lo texiku adadi, geichid lidchu, lidchu lo havi chazoka, la alma nami lo havi chazoka. Zok Rava, why are you doing this? What 1, 3, 5, 2, 4, 6? Like, what's going on over here? So the stoma, the reason why you're doing this is so that you should be able to have a chazak on each other. Because right? If one of them is going to be mishtamish for the first 3 years, then the other one's going to be mishtamish for the next 3 years. So then the first one who's mishtamish for the first 3 years, maybe he can have a chazak on the other guy. He'll have a chazak on the other person. They don't want him to have a chazak on the other. So that's what you're doing? You don't want to have a chazak on each other? So just like you're not going to have a chazak on each other, you can't have a chazak against the markama either, because that's not ritzufis. It's not ritzufis. Right? It looks like you're only doing it in this way, because you're not really creating a bialus of it. You're not demonstrating that you're a bialim. Just like you can't demonstrate that you're a bialim between the two of you, you're not going to be able to demonstrate that you're a bialim connected to the markama. This is what the Gemara says. So what's going on over here? Do we know that they were shutfim? Do people know that they were shutfim? It sounds from the Gemara that there must not have been any proof that they were shulchan. Because if there was a proof that they were shulchan, so what does he mean? You're being machzik in this way because you don't want to create a chazak on each other, but everyone knows that they're shulchan. And bechla, why are they doing this if people know that they're shulchan? So that's what Tosa says. Lo chesaku adadi, the afal gad that nanda kamon hashulchim ein lahem chazak azel zeh pirush Rashi docha huskaku lasos came. Obviously, we're talking about a case where there's no Eidei Shutfis. Because if not, so what do they have to do this for? You have to be masik in such a strange way. Doesn't really make much sense. Must be there were no Eidei Shutfis. We're no Eidei Shutfis. That's why they're being masik b'serikin. Right? They're not being masik consecutively. So comes Rav and says, oh, you're not being masik consecutively, so that neither one of you will be able to have a chazak against the other one. Huh, if you can't have a chazak against each other, then you're not going to be able to have a chazak against the Marakama either. So, why exactly are they doing this? Are they concerned about each other? What they're concerned, they're going to steal from each other? Why would they be machzik in such a way? So the kasha l'ri, dimkei, and also she'efzik shana rishona, yomar shu shalok, kevin shein edem sheyesh l'chaver chilek. If we're talking about the case that there's no Eidei Shutfis here, there's no Eidei Shutfis, so then what happens? One of them is being masik the first year. So why can't he be motzi from the other person, from the other guy? The other person was not a marakama. They're shutfim who bought from someone else. So if he's not established as a marakama, so even after 1 year, he should be able to be motzi from the other one. Right? He's establishing that he's a bailim over this shivcha. So what are they accomplishing? What, they're masik 1, 3, 5, 2, 4, 6, because we don't want to be masik on each other. But if there's no Eidei Shutfis, Manashach, if there are Eidei Shutfis, so then they don't have to be masik in this way, because we know that they're Shutfis. And if there are no Eidei Shutfis, so then the guy who's being masik the first year, couldn't he steal from the other one? He could say, it's mine. The other one would say, no, we bought it for Shutfis. The first person is just going to deny it, because there are no Eidim. There's no Shtar, there's no Eidim, there's no nothing. So it's like, what's he accomplishing? What's going on over here? The person who's masik the first year should be able to get it. Penira l'ri, no. L'hoyu rotzim she'asik ha'echad shaloshanim shlo tishtokach ha'shutfis. Why were they masik 1, 3, 5, 2, 4, 6? They masik that way not because of each other. They want, he's the two Amoraim. They're not going to steal from each other. They weren't afraid of each other. They weren't afraid of each other. So if they're not afraid of each other, so it doesn't matter to them that one of them is going to be masking for the Shana Rishon. So be masking the Shana Rishon. He's not going to steal from the other guy. No, but the problem is, if one of them is masking for 3 years straight, so then maybe the Shutfis, the Torah HaShutfis is going to be Nishtokach. Maybe the Shutfis will be forgotten. If the Shutfis is forgotten, so what? They're not going to steal from each other anyway. So what's the problem? So the problem must be that they weren't afraid of each other. They trusted each other. They trusted each other. Brothers, Amoraim, Chachamim, they trusted each other. But they were afraid that their kids, you know, the kids don't know about the Shutfis. Right? So Yarshim would fight with each other. They don't want the Shutfis to be forgotten so that the people who come after them will not have a Sichzok. That's the Pshat. So they're not afraid who's going to be Machzik the first year. They're not afraid they're going to steal from each other. But they're Machzik in such a way so that everyone remembers that they're Shutfim. So the Chalila, if they're no longer there, the Yarshim are not going to fight because everyone knows that that they were Shutfim from the beginning. That's the Chor of the Pshat in the Gemara. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. That they're not afraid of each other. They're not afraid of each other. They're afraid that the Shutfim shouldn't be Nishtakach. So that the Yarshim are not going to have quibble with each other. So that's why they're being masik in a strange way. So comes Rav and says, well, just like it's not a chazakah for you, just like you're not going to create a chazakah until you have the full... You're not going to create the chazakah because it's not Ritzufah, so you're not going to create a chazakah. Not get the Marakame either. So you didn't accomplish anything. You didn't accomplish anything. And if you didn't accomplish anything, what do you need? What do they need to hold on to if they can accomplish anything? They would need to hold on to the shtar. If they don't have the shtar... Right, there's a shtar on the Shivcha Knainis. We said that they are b'nei shtar, avodim are b'nei shtar. So if they don't hold on to the shtar, then they're going to lose it. The Marakam is ma'ar, and they don't have the shtar, so then it's a reis and a chazok, and they're going to lose out. They're going to lose out. Okay, this is the basic halacha of chazok of Ashut. Right, questions? Yeah, what?
Why don't they themselves register shifchas between themselves? But why can't they register and get 80 ma'ar shtar and say that we're shifchas together?
The Pashtus of the Gemara, this stage of the Gemara, we're assuming that there was no Shtar Shutfis. That's the next line of the Gemara. That if Kosov Itri, everything is different. You're saying, why wouldn't they do it? They didn't. You're saying, why didn't they write this? They're afraid that this Shutfis is going to be in the Shtarka, so just write a Shtar Shutfis. I'm not sure. They did it. They didn't do it. So that's what the Gemara picks up on now. Gemara says, the Hemshech. Mara says, "V'lo Amran Elad Lo Kosovitra. Kosovitra Kola Islay." Period. That's the end of Chesed Moshe Mitzvus. That's Mamash the end. What does the Gemara say? "V'lo Amran Elad Lo Kosovitra." If they didn't write a Shtar Shutfis, then everything we said is exactly correct. Okay, if they're machzik in this strange way, they're machzik the Sarigan in a non-consecutive way. They're not going to create a chazaka to fight against the Marakama. But Kosovitra Kola Islay says the Gemara. If there's a shtar shutfis, so then kola islay, there's a call to the shutfis, and then they can win against the Marakama. What does that mean? Let's see the Rashbam. I want to read a Rashbam with you. Try to understand what the different perushim mean. Itra. What does itra mean? Shtar chaluka. Ube'edim. Shetavod lazeh shana v'lazeh shana. If they write a shtar chaluka, Shtar Chalukah describing exactly how they're going to be machzik in this shivcha. So that works, says the Gemara. Yesh mefarshim kola islay v'hayel olim chos miyad v'lo micha u'la alter havi chazaka. The kamisha mochra lahem bifonav. Kamisha mochra lahem bifoneinu dam. It's like mochra lahem bifoneinu. It's like we anan sadi. Right? Anan Sadi that he sold it to them. Why is it Anan Sadi? Because they have an itch, it's Anan Sadi. Sheharehi nicham lahavi eidim v'lichta v'lov shtar chaluka. V'shosak. If the Marakama allows the Shutfim to write a shtar, so kola islay to that shtar chaluka, and the fact that he allows them to write the shtar, la'alter havya chazaka. That's what? That's the biggest raya that he sold it to them. What's he allowing them to write a shtar shutfis? If they haven't bought the shivcha from him, so what's the right that they have to write the shtar shutfis? Why would he allow them to do that? It's up to Rashbam. That's what the Gemara means. That he kosev la'itra kola islay. There's a kol now. What's the kol? everyone realizes that they are acting like Shufim, and if they're acting like Shufim, Kol Isla, that means the Marakama would have heard. And if he's not Mochala Alter, then he loses his ability to claim that he didn't sell it to them. It sounds like what the Rashbam is saying, Lefidi Yesh Mevarshim, is that if the Marakama is not Mocha, and he allows them to write the Shtar Chalukah, if he allows them to write the Shtar Chalukah, that's a Raya Brura, that he sold them the Amsa, that he sold them the Shivcha. Because he let them bring Eidim and write the Shtar. I mean, what kind of business is that? He let them write the Shtar, that's a Raya Brura, that he sold the Shivcha. It's a Raya Brura that he sold the Shivcha, and therefore, Miyad Havi Chazak. Miyad Havi Chazak. What does Rashba mean? What? Miyad Avi, because he let them write the Shtar, Miyad Avi. But if Avodim Abunei Shtar, then why can't he just Taina Ach Vishtarcha? They should have had a Shtar Mecher. Right? If they're buying the Amsa from the Marakama, Stoma, there was a Shtar Mecher on the Amsa. So comes Rav and says, since you are machzik with each other in a way that you can't have a Chazaka, the Shufa will mark the Gemara that they can't have a Chazaka, so therefore they're not going to have a Chazaka against the Marakama either. So comes the Gemara and says, but if Kosovitra, if they wrote a Shtar Chalukah, the Marakama allowed them to write a Shtar Chalukah, so Miyad Havi Chazaka. Once they write the Shtar Chalukah, it has a call, Miyad is going to be a Chazaka. Why is there a Chazaka? Ach Vishtarcha. They should still have the Shtar Mecher, that they bought the Shivcha from the Marakama. It's Toch Gimel Shonim. So why should that prove automatically? Miyad Avi Chazaka, La'alter Avi Chazaka? La'alter Avi Chazaka, we don't say that. Avodim Ein Lem Chazaka La'alter. Why should they have a Chazaka La'alter over here? What's the answer? We've given this answer already. Yaakov.
It's a riot.
It's a riot, yeah, but...
The Shtar
is a riot, so what?
I mean,
there's always a riot. The Shtikas Marakama is a riot too.
The Shtika plus the Shtar is a riot.
Therefore what? Why is that it, Yehuda? What?
Eved can move around.
Better. What's an example that we had that's very similar to this idea? Give me another example that's similar to this idea. Right? The Gemara is saying that if you have what? You have a Shtar Chalukah. Mechira plus the Shtar Chalukah. In the case of Shtar Chalukah, La'alter Havi Chazakan. The Tama.
Dole
Tum de Peri, exactly. Who said that? The Ktsosis. That was the Ktsosis, right? The Ktsosis against the Ramban. If you recall, the Ramban says what Chesed Zim Lushanim. Really, there should be a Raya from Shtika Samarakama Miyar. It's just Tochim Lushanim. He can say Ach Vishtarcha. So comes the Ktsosis and says, "By Dole Tum de Peri, La Alta Havi Chazaka." Why? Ach Vishtarcha is only a taina if the lokeach is still nervous. There's a raya from the shtika of the Marakama, but the raya is not absolutely compelling. He's still nervous that the Marakama is going to demand the shtar, so he holds on to the shtar until the end of Gimel Shana. But if the Marakama does something, if he's dolly late son of the peri, if he helps him load the peris, he helps him do the achilas peris. That's a raya brura ad ma'od, as we said. That's a raya brura ad ma'od. That he sold him the field, so then the machzik doesn't feel like he has to hold on to the shtar anymore. If there's such a strong raya brura, then the machzik is not going to hold on to the shtar. So the chora, that's what the Yesh Mefarshim here in the Rashbam is saying. This is another raya that tosis yourself. Whenever there's a raya brura atma, there's a raya brura that he sold it, because he never would have allowed him to do this. Never would have allowed these individuals to write the shtar chalukah. So once there's a raya brura, that's it. Ach vishtarch is not a tain anymore. Because they're not going to hold on to the shtar. They say he's not going to say anything. It's obvious. It's obvious that he sold the Amsa to us. Because if he didn't sell the Amsa to us, he never would have allowed us to write the Shtar Chalukah. So that's a Raya Bruach. The Shtar is no longer going to be a time. Okay, so this Rashbam, according to that Yisod and the Ktos, the Rashbam is very Miusha. But that's the first pshat in the Rashbam. The Rashbam goes further. The Rashbam goes further. Inami. Inami kaven di gatarti shnei chazaka mefuzaros v'itra ika kala uke chazaka gemura dami v'hayu lo limchas v'lo micha. Says the Rashbam Poshup Pshat, not la'alter havi chazaka. Since you have shnei chazaka mefuzaros, you have this type of Chazaka Mefuzeres 1, 3, 5, 2, 4, 6. There is the Chazaka Mefuzeres. With the Itra, what does the Itra do? The Itra makes a kol that they're Shutfim. So once you have a kol that they're Shutfim, so now they can be Machzik on the field. It's not viewed as Mefuzeres. You have a Chazaka Mefuzeres, but there's an Itra. The Itra tells me that they're Shutfim. So once you have a Shtar to prove that they're Shutfim, that's not called a Chazaka Mefuzeres. V'ein nira li, zok der Rashbam, v'ein nira li klal, el mishol shonim rishonos, hav yechazok, kevin ika edem ushtar, v'ein lo zev, v'lozev. The Rashbam understood that the Inami was saying that if I have the chazak mufuzeres, but I also have the itra, so now we know that they're shutfim, so that's a great chazakah because their machzik is a unit. Their machzik is a unit of shutfim. It's not that one is machzik 1 year and the other one's not. No, it's a unit. So if it's a unit, then they can be machzik together. The Rashbam thought that if that pshat was assuming that when is the chazakah going to count? Only after what?
Six years.
They have a unit of shutfim. So he asked, what do you need 6 years for? If they're a unit, so then in 3 years it should be sufficient. It's not 1, 2, 3, meaning one person is being machzik for 2 years and the other one is being machzik for 1. No! The shtutfim are being machzik together for 3 years. If the itra is not saying, la'altar habi chazaka, the itra is just proving that they're shutfim, so now the chazaka is a joint chazaka. It's a chazaka of a unit of two people being machzik together as one. So then it shouldn't be necessary to have Vav Shanim. Gimel Shanim should be enough. Kid Yamina Lakaman Bepirikim, Shalosh Lakuchos Mitztarfos, Amar Rav, Akulam Bishtar. If the Lakuchos are Bishtar, Rav says that that's enough. They're a unit. It's not separate Lakuchos. They're viewed as a unit. They're here too. So Zakhtar Ashbam. Enochanami. I think 3 years should be enough. Hello, Shanachas Mitztarfim. Mitztarfim shalosh hashanim lechazaka, mishan mikol shtarka also hachanami lo shna. So that's the Rashbam's pshat. Right? So there are two approaches. That either what the itra does, what does the itra accomplish? Either the itra accomplishes that now it's a raya brura that the marakama sold the field, and then la'alter havi chazaka. Without the itra, there's no chazaka bechlal because they're being machzik b'serigin. Or the pshat is no, that when you have the itra, what you're doing is you're making the shutfim into a unit, and if they're a unit, so then they can be machzik together. Lekuchos together, if they have a shtar, lekuchos, that they did it together, so then they can be machzik together, so then 3 years is going to be sufficient, even though the one who's machzik the first year, not the one who's machzik the second year, it's not a problem, since they're doing it as a unit, so then they can do it together, and it'll count in 3 years. That's the end of this sukkah. Okay, Chazaka of Shutfim. Questions. Let's go vai. Let's go vai to the next sukkah. Amar Rava. Ochla kula chutz mi beis rova, kana kula chutz mi beis rova. Someone has a Chazaka, he's ochel peres in the karka, but he leaves at a beis rova. So Zogt Rava, Kona Kula Chutz Mi Beis Rova. It's Kona everything. Kona everything? Sounds like he has a raya for everything. Chutz Mi Beis Rova. So Amar Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, Avalo Omran Elad Lav Basriya. Elad Basriya. Avalav Basriya, he Koni Lo Agav Ar. Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua modifies Rava and says that when do we say that you're not going to be Kona the Beis Rova? That's only if it's a basriya. You could have eaten peiros from the whole field. But you ate peiros only from part of the field. You left that part. So then you're not gonna be able to prove that you own that part of the field. But he says, if it's la basriya, if the beis rova that you didn't use is la basriya, so then you kone it agav ara. Right, you're ochel peros from 90% of the field. You're not ochel peros from 10% of the field. So if it's basriya, so it's missing something. Then you're not going to prove that you own that 10% of the field. But if it's lav basriya, so then Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua says, no, you're kona agav ara. It's like bottle to the rest of the karka. So you can be kona everything. You can have a rye for everything. So to Maskevla, Rabbi Bar Abaye, Elamayata Tsudma Bameyikna, Elaba Okume Bachevaso Mishtacha Baperi. Bibi Bar Abaye says, just one second. Sunma Bameyikna, Sunma is a rock. Right? If you have karka that's like rocky, you're not going to be able to plant anything on it. So how can you be kona that karka? You can only be kona that karka biukumi bachevasa, putting animals there, mishtacha baperi, spreading peris there. Hamadas behemos shtichas peris. So achanami boile luukme bechivasi nami mishtacha baperi. Rabibi says, if you have a tsunma, so where's the achilas peris? You can't have achilas peris on a tsunma because you can't plant the ground. So the only way you can have achilas peris is to use the karka for something else, either to put your behemos there or to put the peris there, to spread out the peris. So too over here, you could do the same thing with this, with the base rover. Right? Why do you, Rav Huna, braid Rav Yeshua, say that if you have, if achal kula chutz beis rova, so if the beis rova is not royal zriya, so then it's bottled to the rest of the karka, and you can prove that you have ownership through the achilas peris of the rest of the karka, but you can use the beis rova. Even if it's not a basaria, you can use the beis rova. Because if you can't use it, so then if you have a whole field that's a tsunma, that's not plantable, so then you can never prove that you own the field. Must be that even if you have an unplantable area, it's usable in some other way. You don't need achilas peres. The word achilas peres doesn't mean that you're eating fruits from it. It means you're using it. Hishtamshus. So if you have hishtamshus, then you have hishtamshus. So even at tsunma, there is a hishtamshus. So every beis rova, every mokum of the field, you can use. So why would you say that if achla kula chutz mi beis rova, if the beis rova is not usable, so then it's batel to the rest of it? It shouldn't be batel. That's his kash. What's the answer to the kash? Rafuna has the answer to the kash. So what's he going to answer? Well, it's a good taina, no? L'chora, the only way to prove that you own the tsunma is to use it in a different way. So if you can use it in a different way, if you can have hamadas behemoth and shtichas peras, so why do we say that if you're achla kula chutz mi beis rova, if the beis rova is like a tsunma, so then yeah, you can prove that you own the beis rova too because it's bottled to the rest of the field. Why? It shouldn't be bottled. You weren't achla peras of that part of the field, so it should be the same. It should be the same as not eating a beis rova that is plantable. Well, what's the difference? What's the difference? L'chora, the answer is that if the whole field is a tsunma, the whole field is a tsunma, so then you have to use it in order to prove that you own it. And how do you use a tsunma? How do you use a rocky field? You use a rocky field by putting your behemoth there, by spreading your peris there. So if the whole field is rocky, then of course you can't prove ownership unless you use that field. You got to use it for whatever it's usable for. Rav Huna Breit, Rav Yeshua, is making the following statement, that if the whole field is not rocky, no, most of the field is plantable. There's a little part of the field that's rocky. So if the little part of the field is rocky, then I don't have to use the rocky part of the field in order to prove ownership. Then the rocky part can be batel to the plantable part, because the plantable part is ikar and the other is tafel. If the whole field is implantable, so then of course I have to prove that I own it in some way, so then I'll have to use it in the way that I can use it. But if the field primarily is plantable, I have a base rova, I have a little area that's not plantable, so that area can be bottled to the rest of the field. I don't have to use it. As long as I'm ochel peres in the rove of the field, the significant part of the field that is plantable, that's enough to prove that I own the field. And I don't have to use the small area that's not plantable. That's l'chor what he's going to answer. Okay. The Lashon of the Gemara. It sounds like a pretty innocuous Gemara. Right? We're just trying to figure out, can you prove ownership over here? Right? That's what the Lashon of the Gemara sounds like. Right? You prove ownership in a field that you can't have achilas peres on. That l'chor seems to be the topic of discussion. Right? Sunnah. Right? If you only use part of the field, if you only use part of the field, Rava says that you're not going to prove ownership in the other part of the field. Okay, fine. The part that I didn't use, I'm not going to prove ownership in. But comes the Gemara and says, no, but if that part is in Sunma, then it's going to be Bata. Right? So the main discussion over here is how to prove ownership. How can we have a Cheses Gemoshonim on Karka that's not Roy to have an Achilles Peres? A Sunma. Right? How can I prove ownership? So it sounds like the Gemara is basically saying that you got to use it for something. You have to have Hamadas Behemoth, you have to have Shtichas Aperis, something. You got to use it for something. But if Rove of the field is plantable, and the Tzum is only a small section of the field, based Rove over the field, so a small section, so then it can be bought, though. Then you would not have to use the Tzum part of the field. But if not, then you'd actually have to use the Tzum part of the field. So that's how the Rashbam learns. The Rashbam learns the sugya like this. Rashbam says, Chutz mi beis rova ba'os ha-sada shlo neva bevlo nizra. The bar zriya da omer lei idi doch avoy amaylo zaraka. It sounds like we're talking about a machloikis between the Marakam and the Maksik. The same old discussion that we've been having. Elo meyata, what's the kasha? Elo meyata tsunma ba menikne, says the Rashbam, halokeach mechavero tsunma b'may konila, what does that mean? Be'ezo achila shel sholoshonim hoel ve'ena bazriya. How can you have a cheskas gimel shonim, says the Rashbam? What's he talking about? Cheskas raya. How can you have a cheskas raya in a field that's a tsumma? Aren't you going to have a cheskas raya by spreading out your peiros there, putting behemoths there? You're going to use it for some other things. Okay, so you're not going to eat peiros. Right? You're not going to be able to harvest the field. You can't plant anything over there, but you got to use it for something. So here too, why don't we say that the tsunim is bottled to the rest of the field? Use it. Use it for shtichas peros. Use it for putting your behemoths there. The Rashbam is clearly learning that the sugya is all about how can I have a cheskas gimel shanim in non-plantable karka. What's difficult about that pshat in the Rashbam? What's difficult about that pshat in the Gemara, I should say, according to Rashbam? What's the lashon? There's a word in the Gemara that really... It really makes us feel that this Gemara doesn't belong in this parak. Yes, Tuvia. Bame yikne. Tsunma bame yikne. Ravibi's kash is tsunma bame yikne. Yikne? Who's talking about yikne? The Ritva at the beginning of the parak, opening day, right? He pointed out to us that there are different types of chazaka. There's cheskas kinyan, there's cheskas raya. We do chazaka different ways. Our parak is about cheskas raya. We're not trying to figure out how to be konek karka the chazaka. How are you Konek Karka B'Chazaka? I shouldn't say the Perek is not about this. The first Mishnah is not about this. There is another Mishnah that talks about Cheskas Kenyan Karka. Which Mishnah is that? The Mishnah of Daf? Membeis on Aleph, right? Membeis on Aleph. The Mishnah says what? How are you Konek B'Chazaka? What's a Cheskas Kenyan? What? 12 other parts, exactly. That's Cheskas Kenyan. But we're talking Cheskas Rai over here. This is Cheskas Kenyan. Cheskas Gimel Shonim is not Cheskas Kenyan. Cheskas Gimel Shonim, I should say, Achilas Peres Gimel Shonim. Not Cheskas Gimel Shonim, but Achilas Peres Gimel Shonim. That's a Cheskas Raya, proving ownership. Well, what's this kasha? It's Sunba Bameg Yikina. Who's talking about Kenyanim over here? The Rashbam himself is troubled, right? Because he says, "Halokeach mechaveiro tsunma b'may konila be'ezu achila shalosh." B'may konila? It's like he's like vacillating over here. It's clear what the pshat is, but he's saying b'may konila b'may. How can he prove that he was konik? But the lashon gemara is really a pel. Tsunma b'may yikne. Tsunma b'may yikne. So that prompted a famous Rishon to reinterpret this Gemara. Not completely. We are talking about Cheskas Rai over here. But Zabdi Rambam, we're not only talking about Cheskas Rai, we're talking about Cheskas Kenyan too. We're talking about Cheskas Kenyan too. Where's the Rambam? The Rambam is in Hilchos Nechir Parak Aleph Halacha Tesva. This is a world famous Rambam. World famous Rambam. The Rambam writes, "Hoisa karka tzchiach sela she'im balo geder velo pirtza ve'ina bazriya harei hachazok ha'shakona oso ha'shtichas peros o hamadas behema shamachliotzit bozeh misharet mashmish." Says the Rambam, Hilchos Mechir Perek Aleph is talking about how to be kone karka ha'mekachin ha'nipna b'dvarim, and then he talks about how can you be kone the mekach b'kesef b'shtar b'chazoka karkas nikna b'kesef shtar b'chazoka. He's explaining chazoka. So here he comes up to Halacha Tesvav. He says, if it's Tzchiach Sela, if the karka is raki, so how are you kona b'chazaka? There's no gedder, there's no pirtza, right? If it doesn't have a gedder, it doesn't have a pirtza, so what do you do? So he says, hamadas behemas and shtichas peres. Hamadas behemas and shtichas peres. Hishtamshus. The Rambam says that you can be kona a tzchiyach, so you can be kona a tzunma b'hishtamshus. That's how you kona the karka that's raki. I think he's dead wrong, he says. I don't think this is clear. The chazoka achilas peresi. Vachilas peres lo mahani ala keneged taina. Avalimikna ba'ara lo koni ala midi de mahani ala ara keinol v'goda. Dr. Rivet, cheskas kinin is not about achilas peres. Cheskas kinin is about noel v'goda, no god of paras. Cheskas kinin is not about achilas peres. What in the world is the Rambam talking about, Frater Raivi? What's the Rambam talking about? Cheskas kinin is not about achilas peres. He's mixing oranges and apples. Right? The Ritva told us, don't make that mistake. There's cheskas kinin and there's cheskas raya. We're talking about a cheskas raya. Cheskas raya is about ishtamshus. Achilas peres, you're proving that you're an owner. Right? That's not what cheskas kinyan is about. Cheskas kinyan, no god of parts. It sounds like cheskas kinyan of karka is improving the land, doing some kind of a tikkun in the karka, creating the fence, breaking the fence, putting up the lock on the fence, doing some tikkun in the karka. Achilas peres, that's gonna be the kinyan. Where does the Rambam get this from? It's the Chapella effect of Ravid. Ravid is very troubled. Ravid is very troubled. So, L'chora, the Rambam, learned from Agamar, Rabibi's Kasha, Elami Atav Sunma Bamei Yikna, he says, Bamadas Behemus of Ishtichas Peros, Bamei Yikna sounds like Kenyan. Now, maybe it can create a cheskas raya too, but the Loshon Bamei Yikna sounds like that you can have a cheskas Kenyan through the Achilas Peros also. This is something new that we've never seen. The Ritva said, never the twain shall meet. Cheskas kinyan, cheskas raya, two different sugyas entirely. Comes the Rambam and he makes a kugel out of the two of them. He says, no, achilas peres can work for cheskas kinyan too. Not just for cheskas raya. For cheskas kinyan too. Wow. We have a lot to talk about over here. Where's the Rambam coming from? He's coming from the Lashon Gemara, but in Svara it doesn't seem to make sense. Achilas peres, we always assume, is really just a raya. Just a raya. It's not a tikkun in the guf karka. So how exactly are you acquiring the karka through the achilas peres? Comes the Magen Mishnah and he says, you know, there's an interesting raya to the Rambam. A raya from a Gemara that we've had before. We don't, even those who didn't see the Gemara today. The Gemara of Kuf. We had this Gemara in the first Zman, for those who were here in the Shia. Those who were here. The Gemara later on quotes Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim where the Hiluch, walking on the field, remember walking, Chalukas HaShutfim, Daf Gimel, way back. Those were good days, yeah? Hiluch. Is Hiluch Kona? Rabbi Eliezer says yes, and the Chachamim say no. It's a Machlokas and Psukim. Hiluch. That's interesting. What is Hiluch? Walking on the property. Walking on the property. Becomes the Gemara and said, the Chachamim on Moda, that Hiluch works. You know where? I'll tell you where. B'shvil Shokra. Hiluch works if the karka has a path, right? You're trying to be Kona the path. You're trying to be Kona the path, so then Hiluch works to be Kona the path. Even the Chachamim would say that Hiluch can work B'shvil Shokra. Hiluch doesn't work. So comes the Magen Mishnah and says, that's the Raya to the Rambam. Another Raya to the Rambam. Don't you see his shtamshus? Using the path helps you acquire the path. The path is karka. Using the path helps you acquire the path. So you see a raya to the Rambam that his shtamshus can work as a cheskas kenyan. Achilas peres can work as a cheskas kenyan. Shtichas peres, hamodas behemos on tsunma should work. You're using the tsunma. You're using the karka. And Hiluch can work as well. If Hiluch works, then these should work too. Why not? Why shouldn't that be enough? Why shouldn't that work too? Now, why does Hiluch only work for Shul Shokramim? If Hiluch is using the property, I can use other properties. It doesn't have to be Shul Shokramim necessarily. L'chora, the answer is that if it's not a Shvil Shokramim, I just walk on the property, is that called a Chashav HaHishtamshus? I'm really using the property? That's the normal way to use the property? That's a Hishtamshus Chashuva? Not really. I was just walking on the property, not really using the property to the fullest extent. Are you? But walking on the property? Property that's normally planted? Walking on the property is using it to the fullest extent? You got to use it to the fullest extent to be called a real Hishtamshus, to be called it. By Shul Shokramim, what's the usage that's using the property to the fullest extent? Hiluch. By Tsunma, what's the usage that's the fullest usage of the property? What do you think it is? Hamadas, Behemas, and Shtichas Peros. And by regular karka that's plantable, the Rambam says, Achilas Peros. Achilas Peros is called using the property. That's called using the property. That would be Kona. That would be Kona. Right? Like the Rambam himself, Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam says Achilas Peros will work. You need Achilas Peros in a regular karka because Hiluch is not such a significant Hishtamshus. It's not an Achila Chashuva in a regular field. You need to use the field in the normal way, in the best possible way. But in a Shvil Shokramim, even Hiluch is the normal usage of Shvil Shokramim. So the Rambam is sitting pretty. The Rambam says, I have two Gemaras like me. Rav Bibi's kasha elamayata tsunma bameh yikne, the lashon yikne sounds like that shtichas peres hamadas behemos is going to work for cheskas kinyan and karka. And the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf says the chacham mamode by shul shokramim that hiluch works also. So you see that a chashav hishtamshus is enough to create a cheskas kinyan. So the question that we have to address is twofold. First of all, how's the Ravid going to answer the Gemara about hiluch? How's the Ravid going to explain why Hiluch can work by Shul Shokramim and say somehow that's different than Achilas Peres? That's one kash. The Raya of the Magen Mishnah for the Rambam has to be answered for the Raya. But then we have to look at the Rambam Shita. We have to figure out why Taka would the Rambam say Achilas Peres is enough for Cheskas Kinyan? We know that it's enough for a Cheskas Raya. So why would the Rambam say the Svara that Achilas Peres is enough for Cheskas Kinyan? And what's the relationship between Cheskas Kinyan and Cheskas Raya, according to the Rambam? If you better understand the nature of how Achilas Peres can be a Kinyan Chazaka, the Fidei Rambam in Karka, then maybe we might be able to figure out what the connection is, the connection between Cheskas Raya and Cheskas Kinyan, and be able to figure out exactly what the Rambam means over here at the beginning of Hilchas Mechira. To be continued tomorrow, Mitzvah Shabbat.